Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
The official, the hostess with the mostest of Miss J in the morning. You have tuned in to one of the best morning shows in the world. We are literally live right now worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who are calling in, thank you so much. It's Thursday, and today I decided to honor all of my 80s and 90s babies. And we're going to have a true throwback Thursday. Now, those of you who are unfamiliar with the trends that are going on with social media, texting, and everything for the past few years, I want to let you know that a throwback Thursday has nothing to do with your wigs. It has nothing to do with taking out the trash. Throwback Thursday is something that most trendy socialites like to do on a Thursday, which is post old pics, reminisce about, you know, the good old days. And being the age that I am, just celebrated a birthday a couple of weeks ago, I thought it would be great to pay homage to, you know, us 80s babies, the music that we grew up on that gets us up, gets us going, and have a good time. Those of you who have been following Miss J in the Morning, you know I go there every single day, pushing you, probing you, encouraging you, forcing you to OD on positivity, to focus on the things we need to do to change. But while we work hard on ourselves, we also need to have a good time for ourselves. We need to celebrate. We need to release all of that frustration, release all of that anger, and just have a good time. So I decided on today that that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go throwback some music that I grew up listening to, that I love, that got me up, that got me on the dance floor, that made me smile and have a great time. Starting to show off right with Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It, one of my favorite songs in the world. Even my 7-year-old child loves this song. This is timeless music. No matter when you were born, you still love the music that we are going to play today. So I want you to make sure to get on social media, contact everyone you know, and let them know today is TBT, Throwback Thursday on Miss J in the Morning, and we're going to party today. Now, of course, we'll have the Miss J Challenge. We're not going to let go of that, and we'll definitely have the Miss J Area Code Check-In. So make sure that you tell everybody to call in, dial 646-716-8230, Throwback Thursday on Miss J in the Morning. Nothing but the greatest hits from the 80s and the 90s. I'm excited about today's show. Those of you who are even listening to the archive, make sure you catch me Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's MizJ in the Morning. You can also log on to my Blog Talk page to find out how to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all my social media networks. It's a wonderful day, a great opportunity to show yourself to be the greatest that you can be. So let's get back into some music. Y'all know I love her. She got some new things going, but she was still making hits back in the 80s. Here's Miss Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty, on Miss J in the Morning. Throwback Thursday. Let's go.
We are a nation with no geographic boundaries, bound together through our beliefs. We are like-minded individuals, sharing a common vision, pushing toward a world rid of color lines.
Yeah. What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
I know.
everyone who is down with me. Good morning. That was Brandy, one of the best songs of my childhood. I Want to Be Down. Right before that, Miss Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation. I'm your host, Miss J, and you have tuned into one of the best morning shows ever. It's Miss J in the Morning, and today we're having a true throwback Thursday celebration, playing the best hits for all my 80s and 90s babies out there that's listening. No matter what year you were born, the music that's going to get you up and get you moving on today. Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Now, today's focus, of course, is to celebrate. And like I said at the top of the show, you have to take a moment to release and have a good time. Doing nothing but focusing, staying focused on your work and making sure you're improving yourself, it's great. I don't want to tell anybody not to do that, but you have to have balance. You need balance in life. You need to make sure that if you work hard, you also play hard. You can't be just one-sided on anything in life. Balance will help you get through life a lot easier. You don't want to burn yourself out. You don't want to make yourself bitter because you're pushing yourself too hard. You don't want to push yourself hard and affect your mental health, your spiritual health, and sometimes even your physical health. The stress on your body, the stress on your mind, the stress on your family and those around you. You're not available. You're working too hard. You're distant. Now the relationships are broken. It's hard for younger children to trust you because you're not there. You haven't been emotionally available. You haven't been showing how much you care. Your spouse, your friends start fading away because you can never go to anything. So then they just stop inviting you. Now you feel neglected. And it's just a vicious cycle. So while you can't go to everything, make sure you take time for some things. While you can't be there all the time, make sure you're there sometimes. Even when you're not there, make sure you are represented sometimes. There's a lot of times when my son first got in elementary school, I was just starting my full-time position at my job, and I could not take off. I couldn't be there for all of the field trips. I couldn't be there for all of the parent-teacher conferences. I just couldn't be there. I was on probation. It was a very serious position, and I wanted to make sure that I did my best, gave 100% to my job so we can have the financial security that we needed to take care of our household. Now, that's number one priority above anything else. Now, of course, as education is important, so I wanted to be informed, but even though I couldn't be there, I would always represent myself. If I couldn't be there before I went to work, I would drop off gifts for the children or treats or something, or after school, I would pop up and pick him up, or, you know, I would always make sure that there was something that I can contribute, not every day, but some days, to let him know that I am interested, I am paying attention. I would even email his teacher and didn't tell him until after I got a response. So he knew that even though he didn't see me there, mommy was still connected. For your parents out there, whether you're a business owner, entrepreneur, whether you're an educator, no matter what you do, you make sure you show up for your children. I don't know who that's for, but I know it's an important message. So on today, I want to make sure to give you the other side of Miss J, just having a great time. Now, of course, I'm not going to neglect what's important and priority on the show, helping you to refocus your mind, helping you to develop new habits of positive thought, positive speech, and positive action. So what we're going to do is get right back into some music on Throwback Thursday, playing all the hits that I remember from growing up in my childhood, the best dance hits from the 80s and the 90s. Of course, we have the Miss J area code check-in coming up. Those of you who are calling in to listen, this is your opportunity to rip your city and have a good time. We also have the Miss J challenge coming up, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to go Throwback Thursday on today. So here's one of my favorite groups. From the West Coast, yes, California, here's Tony. It feels so good right here on Miss J.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
It feels good. I'm acapella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Keela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back.
Get up and let your funky mellow get you.
back, back, forth, and forth. Good morning, it's Miss J in the morning, and you have tuned in to one of the best morning shows in the world. I love saying that because it's the truth. It's Throwback Thursday right here on Miss J in the morning. That was Aaliyah, ooh, it's the L-I-Y-A-H, yes, playing the best music that I grew up to, the top hits of the 80s and the 90s right here on Miss J in the morning. That was Aaliyah, back and forth. Right before that, Tony, it feels good. Doesn't it feel good to have another opportunity to prove yourself right? You deserve greatness today. You deserve to smile today. You deserve to be happy today. On today, we are having a good time. We're not neglecting the importance of making sure you stay focused and making sure you OD on positivity. But like I always love to say, when you work hard, you also can play hard. Make sure you give yourself that balance. Make sure you give yourself that release. Those of you who are wondering why you're so stressed out all the time, you're losing friends, your relationships are tight, not tight meaning good, tight meaning strained. Your relationships with your family members, your spouse, your friends, your community. It's because you don't take the opportunity to chill out sometimes. Like we used to say back in the day, take a chill pill. Calm yourself down. It is okay to laugh sometimes. It's okay to have a good time. It is okay. It's actually healthy for you to reminisce. Throwback Thursday is actually therapeutic. So those of you who are so anti-social media, oh, my God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Everybody's doing this. I want to be opposite. I don't want to be what everybody else is doing. You're actually hindering yourself from healing. And I want somebody out there to hear that. Because you're so focused on going against the grain. Now, I'm not saying do everything that everybody else does. Ms. J, you know me by now. And those of you who are new to the show, you'll get to know me. You know I am not the one to tell you to do what everybody else does. You stay focused on your own individual and unique purpose and creation and design. Yet, there are some things that you're focusing on that are frivolous. Being anti-social media, use it as a great tool to get where you need to go in life. Forget why other people are using it. Forget even the intentions of some things that are out there. You can flip it. You have the power. You have the greatness. You have the knowledge. You have the creativity. You have the wisdom you need to make sure that you can stand out above all the rest. So on Throwback Thursday, I want you to engage on today. Engage with me and have a great time and listen to some great music that'll get you up, get you moving, and have an awesome time. Those of you who are out there, I know you listen, just to criticize me, just to critique every single thing I say, how I say it, and what I do, good morning to you too. But I do have an article. Something really interesting, you guys know why there's a purpose and a reason for everything, why good memories are less likely to fade. Now, we all understand, well, most of us may understand, the benefits of healthy thought. I talk about it every day on this show. That's my purpose with this show. The benefits mentally, spiritually, and even physically of changing your mind, your thoughts, your habits, your patterns, your actions to the positive can actually prolong your life. You can live longer if you're happy. But I wanted to make sure to share this article about different memories and how easy and difficult it is to remember some and lose some. But above everything this article talks about, routines, negative memories, positive memories, or happy and sad memories and those type of things, it's very interesting that your happy memories are less likely to fade. Now, I know giving the trends in America, I can't speak for any other place in the world, shout out to all of my international listeners, given the trends in America, you would think that all the devastation that is happening in the world, you would think that all of the negativity that goes on in our country, that those memories would stick with us the longest. Now, those of us who have experienced some tragic things, it is very difficult to forget, and there's some things you will never forget. But studies have shown that holding on to those positive memories actually can help you get through that. Positive memories actually last longer than the negative ones. The negative ones seem more significant because they impact us more emotionally. But positive memories, those happy memories, those good things that happened in your childhood, those good things that happened in high school, actually last longer. Around this time of the year, the holidays, families are getting together. If you're having a good time with your families and your loved ones, the best thing to do is reminisce about the good times, to smile and laugh about the dances we used to do back in the day, to smile and laugh about the hairstyles and the fashion trends, to smile and laugh about the family traditions and the crazy things that happened that made us who we are today. It's actually the best health thing that you can do for yourself right now. Those of us who are struggling to get back in the gym and we know we need to get healthier physically and we need to start new eating trends and all that type of thing, we can still make smaller steps towards those greater goals. A small step that you can take is right here on Ms. J in the morning, not only holding on to those great memories, but the Ms. J Challenge. Those of you who are new to the show, the Ms. J Challenge is a simple quote. It states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. So I want everybody to repeat after me right now. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. I say it every day. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a new habit, meaning there are no breaks, not taking the weekends or holidays off. 21 consecutive days to develop a new habit. So why not develop a habit of positive thought, positive action, positive speech? It will help you develop greater in life, greater in spirituality, greater in your mental capacity. If you want to be the greatest that you can be, you're going to have to do the greatest things ever. And you can start right here on Ms. J in the morning. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. And today is Throwback Thursday, making sure we get in the great music that I grew up listening to. Even though it's great music from the 80s and 90s, no matter what year you were born, I know you're going to enjoy today's music. So I could not do a Throwback Thursday without honoring my favorite artists, without honoring my favorite groups. You know I rave about these boys all the time. It's Voice to Men right here on Ms. J in the morning. Let's go. My Throwback Thursday is better than yours.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah. What's up, man? Boys, it's in effect, yeah, and it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys, boys, boys,
doing
one day back in Philly. Four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile went named Wanya and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Oh,
the morning. Good morning to everyone who is tuned in. It's Throwback Thursday right here on Miss J in the Morning, playing all the favorite hits from the 80s and 90s. Right before that, one of my favorite group of all time, Boyz II Men with Motown Philly. I'm so excited for all of you who have tuned in today, making sure that you OD on positivity, that you work hard, but we're able to play hard. We're getting to the end of the week, getting ready for the weekend. Some great things are happening. Special announcement for those of you who will be in the Northern California area on Saturday, December 5th, Pumps for Women, Inc., my organization, my women's organization, will be hosting, partnering with the Podesto Teen Center in Stockton, California, and 209 Cares to do our Community Closet. Our Community Closet is an open event. It's free, open to the public. Anyone that's in need, in particular, mothers that are in need, can come in and receive free clothing, free shoes, free books, free school supplies. So I want everybody out there to make sure to connect with me on Facebook, connect with me on Twitter, connect with me however you can to make sure you get the information on how you can donate slightly used clothes and shoes. We don't want garbage. We want to actually help parents, help families. We got some accessories for ladies who are looking to, you know, spruce up their outfits, but it's really hard. And around the holidays, it gets very, very stressful because children are expecting things. Your family are expecting things. You want to make sure that the holiday season is well for you and your family as well. So we want to help you out. So make sure you hook up with me. Get more information. I'll post that on there. It's Throwback Thursday, but I want to make sure that I do not forget to say thank you to all of you who have tuned in today. Thank you for Canada checking in. Thank you for South Africa for checking in. Thank you for the UK for checking in. Those of you who are called around the world, you dial 646-716-8230. That's the key to unlock our show live. You can listen to on your phone while you're headed to work, while you're getting ready for work in the morning or headed to school. No matter how you do it, I'm grateful for you all. So it's the Miss J area code check-in. Here we go. Area code 678-347-248-310-510-232-818-404-334-213-310-916-209-757-716-238-773. I'm grateful for you. All of you who have dialed in, thank you so much. I couldn't be where I am if it wasn't for you, your love and your support. We are coming up at the end of the show, but hey, we got more music to go. Y'all thought it was over. It's not. This is one of my great women's group that I grew up listening to. Man, those awesome memories, right? The great music that's connected to the great things that happened in your life growing up. All the people that were surrounding you, your life lessons that you learned when you're going through middle school and high school, your first heartbreak, your first argument with your best friend, how devastating it was, but looking back, how fruitful it really was. You know, those type of funny memories. I want you guys to make sure that you have great balance while you're working to OD on positivity and change yourself for the greater, improve whatever you need to improve. Strive for greatness. Make sure we're creating positive and more fruitful habits. I want you to make sure that you take the time to have a good time as well. So I'm going to play this track right here on Miss J in the Morning. Don't go anywhere. We still got a little bit more show to go. around you. Make sure you hold them accountable to your life and hold yourself accountable to your life. I'm your host, Ms. J. This has been one of the best Throwback Thursdays ever. I want you to have a great day. But on our way out, here's my last jam. You can't touch this. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and pants, you got it like that, now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, bump a little bit and let the noise go on like that, like that. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating so fast from a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the chart. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Touch this.